Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
The picture that we see in Tshwane is what we're going to see in other provinces, because there's exactly the conditions are the same. We are disappointed yet expecting this, you know, that if you don't have clean water in the area, you are going to obviously have serious challenges where diseases spread like nobody's business.
Now, we know that people are being encouraged to only drink water that is declared safe for consumption. But we know in rural areas, this is quite difficult to do. So, doctor, what are some of the other effective ways of dealing with this illness?
The important thing that I think all South Africans should know is that illness or treatment of any illness does not start in the hospital. It starts from the community. They need to have access to clean water. And that's a responsibility of our government. Government needs to make sure that there's enough drinking water, clean drinking water for the communities. It's not enough giving guidelines on how what kind of water should be drank, while actually people are not providing that water for communities. So that's the first thing. Government must play their role. They must make sure that they stick to their legislative mandate and provide clean water in those communities. Then the other thing that must happen is that there must be a continuous supply of that water. It's no use having water that comes and goes. But on top of that, you must also have a well-maintained sanitation. If you have, like you see in other places, including KwaZulu-Natal, when you see sewer or running in the streets of the townships, and also in some of the places like Isipingo, for example. So you can imagine what happened to at the end of the day.
And Dr. Mzukwa, how serious are concerns now around the outbreak spreading to other parts of the country?
There is a serious risk of that spreading to other parts of the country, because you'll understand that some parts of Limpopo have been affected already. Some parts of Free State have been affected already. So it means this is a problem that is spreading across the country. The serious problem is that there is no clean water, access to clean water by communities, but also there is no maintenance of the drainage pipes and everything that, you know, which allows sewer to drain in a correct way. So that is what we need to have now, good maintenance of the infrastructure that we have in terms of sanitation and water.
And what do you make of the Hammanskraal residents calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to urgently pay a visit to the area? Is this merely for reassurance sake?
Well, I believe that perhaps communities think that the coming of the president is going to help solve their problems. Maybe they feel that they are not being listened to by, you know, the lower structures. But I don't see the need for the president to go there, because those communities are not in need of warm bodies. They need clean water, access to clean water. What they can only do there is to send people to fix that thing as soon as possible. You know, making sure that communities have access to that clean water. Being there as the president and making empty promises is not going to help those communities, I can assure you.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.